talks on Monday between Ukraine and Russia. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Another round of talks are planned as Ukraine deals with day 11 of the Russian invasion. Fox's Trey Yingst is in the capital of Kyiv.
More peace talks are set to take place tomorrow between the Russians and Ukrainians, but there are no expected developments to come out of these conversations. Ukraine wants something that Russia does not. Ukraine wants sovereignty, and they want their borders to be respected. And as we've seen over the past 10 days, Russian forces have no intention of doing that.
Israel's prime minister meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin for hours on Saturday. Elon Musk's space company is sending up more internet satellites.
SpaceX will launch another round of satellites into orbit this coming week as part of the company's net of tiny satellites delivering affordable orbit-based internet service around the planet. It's called Starlink. The company launched another batch just last week. It was designed to make internet available even in underdeveloping countries and free from government interference that could prevent communication during political crises. SpaceX, owned by Elon Musk, just rushed equipment to Ukraine to allow that country and its citizens access to the world in the case Russian attackers damage or destroy the existing telecommunication infrastructure. Eben Brown, Fox News.
At least 600 homes were evacuated in Florida's panhandle as a wildfire ripped through the area. Governor Ron DeSantis says downed trees combined with low humidity and strong winds created the perfect storm.
This is a really significant, fast-moving fire, and it obviously has done some damage. But I'll tell you, I thought that given where it was, that you would have way more homes that would have been destroyed by now.
Firefighters managed to save many homes. Two were lost, 12 others damaged. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Arrested, accused of causing a deadly crash, then lying about being kidnapped. 46-year-old Janine Jaramillo now faces murder charges. Carolyn Nguyen is a deputy chief with New Mexico State Police.
She caused a senseless tragedy that has impacted the community of Santa Fe, Las Vegas, and all of New Mexico. And the pain her actions have caused will not be alleviated by the arrest.
Authorities say Jaramillo initially said she was carjacked at knife point before being released from a hospital. An officer and retired firefighter were killed in the crash. A judge will question a juror this week regarding possible bias after he helped convict Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend of sex trafficking.
On Tuesday, the judge who presided over Ghislaine Maxwell's sex trafficking trial in New York will question a juror who told the media after Maxwell's conviction that he'd been sexually abused as a child for years and never told anyone. But on the jury questionnaire, it had asked if he'd ever been the victim of sexual assault or harassment, and he checked no. The judge said after the trial that his remarks mean he likely made a false statement to the court. He told Reuters he flew through the questionnaire and didn't read it thoroughly. Attorneys for Maxwell are seeking a new trial based on this development. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Watch out for some jumbo spiders from overseas, and it's not a sci-fi movie.
The Jaro spider, about 3 inches long with some yellow, blue, and red markings. They spin huge webs seen blanketing some neighborhoods in northeast Georgia. They're an invasive species, and now researchers at the University of Georgia have published a study in the journal Physiological Entomology that says These creeps are able to withstand colder climates, so they're expected to spread in the U.S. They're able to use silk sacks blown by wind to get around, and they're able to hitch rides on cars. The Jaro's originally from Asia and is generally harmless to humans. Till NATO, Fox News.
I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.